You are now tuned in with Sippin' Tea with B podcast. On this podcast, I will be bringing a unique blend of world news, updates, and insightful conversations with individuals who's running their own business as well as those who want to promote. Join host B, that's me, as I navigate through the latest headlines with a touch of humor and a depth that sets the show apart from the rest. Good morning for those who like to mourn, grand rising for those who love to rise grand, and a good day for the ones who love to have a good day. You are now sipping tea with B. Kick back, relax, or push that gas as we navigate through the latest headlines. Now let's sip on this tea, honey.
What's the tea?
First and foremost, I would like to say I did enjoy the solar eclipse. It was very beautiful. I had my telescope out there as well as my digital camera. I took a few pictures. I did see some things that was not clearly thought to see in the sky. It was very beautiful. I hope you guys enjoyed it as well, but I did not catch the moon though.
What's the tea?
A study reveals trees have always had hitting clocks within them. They starting to go haywire due to global warming. They are confused with the cold and the hot. They don't know if they should fall or if they should continue to stand.
What's in the tea?
Study finds three dirtiest body parts you are forgetting to wash in the shower. Number one, behind the ears. Number two, between the toes. Number three, inside the belly button. But wait, damn, what happened about washing that ass?
You gonna need some ice for this tea, honey.
20 things to keep at home in case an apocalypse happen. Not going to name all 20, just a few, but definitely want to keep at home a first aid kit just in case if something like that was supposed to happen. You definitely want to keep tools, flashlight, batteries, solar charger, warm clothing and blankets. Definitely communication devices just in case if the cell phones go out. You will definitely need to have some type of communication with you and family. You need some weapons for self-defense, hunting, a fire starter, definitely personal hygiene supplies and foods in jars that do not spoil.
You gonna need some ice for this tea, honey.
Four reasons why farting is good for you. Passing gas, as the elders will say, the F word is not good to say. It improves health, colon. It lowers the risk of complications and it might help you eat better. They said when you have the gas, do not hold it for anyone. I know with some people out there that be shy to pass gas around people, but sometimes when it has to come out, it has to come out. And when you hold it, it makes it worse. Makes your stomach feel worse and everything. So the health of passing gas is a very good reason to pass your gas.
Some old tea.
Or do you mean coffee? Don't believe in what you're told, but believe in what you know. And that comes with diving deep research for show. Now, my tea is getting low, so it is what? Time to go. I truly enjoy just having this tea time with you all. Whatever you sipping with me, I truly enjoy y'all. Thank you all for the views, for the likes, for everything that you all have done, everything that you all still are doing. Y'all continuously be fabulous, be great. Let's continuously have a great afternoon, great evening, great night. And if we don't make it one, the next day, let's make it right. Always remember the real view of how you view yourself and the world is in you. Now we are out of tea.